Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Despite gains, Obama administration battles Ebola criticism, and Egypt declares state of emergency in Sinai after terror attacks. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The Obama administration is touting the recovery of Nina Pham, a nurse who's had has been infected with the Ebola virus, as evidence the United States is able to deal with the disease on U.S. soil. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez filed this report.
With congressional elections approaching, President Obama and his Democratic Party are concerned that public fear of the disease and criticism of the government's response to it could mean lost votes. With a new Ebola czar recently named to coordinate the government's response, the administration wasted no time in drawing attention to the positive development of Nina Pham's release on Friday. Still appearing weak after her release from the hospital, the nurse was driven to the White House for pictures with the president, including one showing Mr. Obama giving her a hug. It was a chance for the U.S. leader to demonstrate his confidence that Ebola poses a low risk to Americans. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Egypt has declared a state of emergency in parts of the Sinai Peninsula and closed down the border crossing into Gaza after two separate terror attacks on Friday. A car bomb blew up at an army checkpoint near the town of Al-Arish. Gunmen later attacked troops at another checkpoint. The attacks killed at least 30 soldiers and wounded 25. The U.S. State Department has condemned the violence. It says a prosperous Egypt needs security and stability. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also condemned the attacks. He sent his condolences to the family of the dead and hoped the wounded will recover soon. This is VOA News. Turkey's president says Syrian Kurds and Free Syrian Army fighters are joining forces to defend the Syrian border city of Kobani from Islamic State extremist Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who has agreed to allow Syrian rebels to transit through the country, said Friday that a deal had been reached allowing 1,300 moderate Syrian rebels safe passage to the besieged city. However, a leader of the major Syrian Kurdish party told Reuters there is no deal yet. Protesters in Hong Kong say they will hold a referendum among themselves Sunday to decide on the future direction of their civil disobedience campaign to achieve full democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. Ivan Broadhead reports from Hong Kong.
Protest leaders are vowing to include as many demonstrators as possible in Sunday's vote. Alex Chow, Secretary General of the Federation of Students, says the vote is necessary after students failed to secure any firm concessions on constitutional reform during Tuesday's talks with the government. The vote is likely to contain two motions, one on whether the occupation movement should continue, and the other on whether to accept the government's tentative offer to discuss constitutional reform in time for elections in 2022. Ivan Broadhead, Hong Kong.
In rhetoric reminiscent of the Cold War, Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday denounced the United States for what he said was trying to rule the world. Speaking in the southern Russian city of Sochi, Mr. Putin said the so-called winners of the Cold War have overturned what he called the traditional world order of checks and balances. Instead, the Kremlin leader said Washington is trying to direct the world by unilateral diktat or decree, a favorite term of Moscow's during the Cold War. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is willing to hold denuclearization talks with North Korea, but not just for the sake of talks, and it is premature to talk about reducing U.S. forces in the Korean Peninsula. Kerry's announcement came after his meetings in Washington with South Korea's foreign minister. Kerry said that before there could be any talks, the U.S. needs to be certain that North Korea is prepared to live up to its obligations and abide by international norms of behavior. Canada's prime minister says Parliament must expand the powers of the country's spy agency to track terror suspects abroad and detain people in the country suspected of plotting attacks, and that he will press for speedy approval. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with guitarist Bill Frisell as we celebrate his brilliant new work, Guitar in the Space Age, this week on VOA's Jazz America. Yes, we're going to go back in time to the music of the late 1950s and early 1960s, the music that Bill Frisell grew up with. That's what inspired him to create the music of Guitar in the Space Age. And part of the history of Mr. Bill Frisell is that he was born in Baltimore, Maryland. And I wanted to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America with a little bit of music from another artist who was also born in that same city, just a short train ride from our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. William Henry Webb, who was nicknamed Chick Webb because he was physically small. He was only 4 feet tall. When he was very young, he had tuberculosis of the spine. In fact, he only lived to be 30 years old. So imagine a drummer leading a massive big band, his orchestra, and he was only 4 feet tall. But he made powerful music, as you'll hear right now. It's Chick Webb and his orchestra with Harlem Congo to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Benny Goldson's classic Killer Joe, with Quincy Jones joined by Nancy Wilson for a little vocalizing on that one. That's from the album Q's Juke Joint here on VOA's Jazz America. A little funky twist to Benny Goldson's swinging classic from the past, and preceding that, we spent a little time inside the legendary Savoy Ballroom, the place where Chick Webb and so many of the greats of big band jazz the 1930s used to hold court every night of the week. What a scene that was. You can only imagine. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we're listening to the words of the great guitarist Bill Frisell and the sound of modern standards. Classic songs that he grew up with in the 50s and 60s that have turned into his brand new release titled Guitar in the Space Age. Let's have more conversation with him now and hear another cut from this wonderful new release here on VOA's Jazz America. A lot of what you've created, Big Sur, and even some of the feeling of some of the John Lennon music, and certainly this, would probably be called by a lot of folks Americana. And I think you and I have talked about this before. American music. And as folks, especially those around the world listening on Voice of America, some of them just learning about improvised music, instrumental music, American music, jazz music, for the first time, will be getting a sense of what our offering to the world is all about. And that part of that is Americana music, if you will. You're a representative of that, whether you like it or not, Bill, and I think that's a pretty exciting prospect, to be able to present what the place you come from, the place you call home, is all about to folks around the world and initiates to the music in general, wherever they're from.
There's no getting around it. Like, as we're talking about that time, growing up in this country in the 50s and everything that was happening, this music, there's so much in it. It triggers all this other, I think you talked about that a little bit too. There's these emotions, and you know, it was seeing a television for the first time,
or seeing
a guitar for the first time on television.
Right.
There was this incredible feeling of possibility, like this optimism, like, oh, we're going to go to outer space and the future is going to be amazing. We're all going to be flying around in these little flying saucers. And our imaginations were just going wild with all this the possibility of these amazing things that were about to happen. And then at the same time, there was like the Cold War. And we're, you know, I remember going to, you know, I experienced that duck and cover thing in school. I'd get under your desk and there was nights... You know, I couldn't go to sleep. I'm thinking, oh, the world's going to end, you know, and there's this horror, this fear of, it was this double-edged, you know, this really dark, scary stuff, and then super positive, like we're coming out of this, like even the Second World War, we weren't born that long after all that, and it was so that I think the country was just still kind of standing up out of that. Just so much stuff going on that this music, to me, resonates with all, it makes all these feelings, you know.
Yes. Isn't this some fun music to listen to? A little bit of country music, Americana, if you will, and jazz coming together in the improvised version of the country music classic from guitarist Jimmy Bryant called Bryant's Bounce. Bill Frisell bringing that 1953 classic up to date from his album Guitar in the Space Age. Now here's another current great of jazz, pianist Cyrus Chestnut, with homage to another of the greats of the past. Here's his version of John Coltrane's Giant Steps from Cyrus Chestnut's latest release, recorded live at the Upper West Side Club in New York, Smoke, Manhattan Melodies, the name of the album, Giant Steps, Cyrus Chestnut, Jazz America, from the VOA Music Mix Network. Thank you. Oh, I like the way that Cyrus Chestnut and his friends put together a very interesting version of Giant Steps, the John Coltrane classic, and added maybe just a little bit of classical music influence at the end there. That was cool, wasn't it? From his live release recorded in New York, Midnight Melodies. Well, I hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. And stay tuned because I've got more from Bill Frisell and his new release, Guitar in the Space Age, coming right up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently, and it reads as follows. Hi, I am Frederica Ado, and from Ghana. I want to listen to Ella Fitzgerald and Patsy Cline. VOA plays the best music ever. Well, thank you, Frederica. And interesting that you would request the music of both Ella Fitzgerald and Patsy Cline, since we're playing music from Bill Frisell's latest release, which certainly has, in some of the songs, a decidedly country music or Americana, a traditional American style of music in it. And Patsy Cline was one of the great singers of the country music field. Well, Ella Fitzgerald, of course, one of the greatest singers of all time, and many people think the greatest of all time in the jazz field. I want to give you a rare live performance from the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, recorded October the 25th in 1957. And she's joined on this song by Roy Eldridge, J.J. Johnson, Sonny Stitt, Lester Young, Illinois Jacquet, Coleman Hawkins, Stan Getz, Flip Phillips, Oscar Peterson, Herb Ellis, Ray Brown, and Connie Kay. I wonder where any other jazz musicians were playing on this date. Well, here is her version with these great all-stars of Lady Be Good. It's Ella Fitzgerald, just for you. Frederica Ado, listening in Ghana to VOA's Jazz America.
Sweet, lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm so awfully, awfully, awfully misunderstood. Oh, lady, lady, be good to me. 'Cause I'm all alone in this crazy city of Los Angeles. Won't somebody please have pity, pity, pity on me? Just a lonesome, just a lonesome, just a lonesome babe in the woods. Oh, lady, be good. Ba do be you do it, bum a day. A boop a do the little do it, 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 I wanna roll, biddy-dee-doo, 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 diddy-doo, diddy-dee-doo, diddy-doo. I don't know where I'm going, but 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 I'm going, diddy-doo, 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 Oh, the lady in red, but I'm a boy, bop, 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 bop,
something old and something new at the same time. The classic Horace Silver hard bop classic, Senior Blues, turned into a Latin classic for the 21st century. Bobby Matos, the great band leader and percussionist, and his Afro-Latin jazz ensemble from the new release, Ritmo and Blues, here on VOA's Jazz America. Now let's return to our conversation with Bill Frisell and hear more from his new release, Guitar in the Space Age, his investigation of the music he grew up with in the late 50s and 60s.
In my mind, I'm using the same process to play these songs as I would to play a Charlie Parker song. You know, I'm using the same instincts and or whatever a standard song or something is.
Well, these are standards.
Yeah, for me they are.
For the world they are. And you're helping further establish them as standards for folks who remember them, like you and I, and lived them originally, and for those who are going to hear them for the first time. These are standards.
Yeah. And I think I said that before, I wasn't looking for the most obscure songs. These are just the, like, very, you know, Rumble or Rebel Rouser. Those are if you think of Link Wray, Rumble's the first song you're going to think of. Or think of Duane Eddy, Rebel Rouser's the first song. Or Merle Travis's Cannonball. I wasn't trying to be obscure about it, which I could do that too. That would be great, you know, just keep going. There's so much to do, you know.
I hear a phase two coming on.
Well, yeah. No, definitely. It just doesn't stop with this. That's what I'm saying. It's so exciting to think about what we can keep doing with it. Do more Duane Eddy songs or find some guy that Duane Eddy took guitar lessons. And I don't know. It just could just go off in all kinds of directions.
Well, Bill, I think we've covered this nicely. And I'll say again, this is a beautiful project that conjures a delightful spirit, very emotional stuff, as well as fun, funky, well-played, well-produced, brought up to the 21st century in a very respectful and cool, fun way too. Mission accomplished in this guitar in this space age. Mission accomplished. That sounds appropriate. Something coming from Houston. Thank you for giving us some thoughts about it.
No, it's so nice to talk to you. It's really nice. Thanks.
Thank you.
the great organist Dr. Lonnie Smith. His fans have been asking him for years when he went on stage to play some of his old songs, and where could I buy those classic songs you used to record and play? Well, he decided to just update those songs for the 21st century and put them on a new release called In the Beginning, Volumes 1 and 2, and one of those songs is called Keep Talking. And we heard the rock classic from the band known as The Byrds, Turn, 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 turned into modern instrumental music from Bill Frisell from his album Guitar in the Space Age preceding that. This is Russ Davis. Thanks a lot for listening. I've got one more birthday to celebrate right now. The wonderful saxophone player Illinois Jacquette was born in Louisiana on the 31st of October in 1922. And here's his classic Illinois Goes to Chicago on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. Illinois Jacquette, recorded in 1946. Hope you enjoyed that and our celebration of his birthday, the 31st of October, 1922. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me next week. I've got four of the greats of jazz today with brand new releases. We'll talk to them about that and hear that new music. You'll hear two of the great vocalists in jazz today. Carmen Lundy has a new one called Soul to Soul. Dee Dee Bridgewater contributed to and produced the debut effort from trumpeter Theo Croker called Afrophysicist. Pianist Jason Moran celebrates Fats Waller on his new release, All Rise. And Stephen Bernstein joins with New Orleans pianist Henry Butler for the new release, Viper's Drag. That's next week on Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.